We consider you brothers and sisters in the Lord, and so glad to share with your church this week. When you have your heart and your spirit wedded for church planting, as we did years ago, as the pastor said, we worked in Ecuador for 5 years, and some things happened there with the people that just stuck with us, and we could never get it out of our minds or out of our hearts. I remember one of the ladies that came in was a lady that we met. My husband needed a haircut one day, and this lady had her home open, and it showed that she cut anyone's hair, and so he went there and talked to her, and we went back, gave her a gospel track, one of those little chick tracks that has like the drawings in it and everything. Some of those are rather strong, you know, that they come across a little too strong sometimes, but this particular one was very good in Spanish. And this lady, the next time I came to, we kept getting our hair cut, you know, going back to this lady, and the next time I came to see her, she said, I asked her about her salvation and everything, and about knowing the Lord, and she said, I kneeled by my bed the other night with my children, and we all prayed the prayer in the little chick booklet at the end to receive Christ as Savior. They had been to church a couple of times. Those types of things really whetted your heart for church planting. 15 years after that church was established, we were here in the States probably about a year ago when we went back down. And that lady, we said, well, how are you doing and how are your kids and everything? Oh, well, my oldest boy that accepted the Lord at that time, he's studying for the ministry down in Peru. And those are the kind of things, you know, that just really speak to you. And when I saw this topic, great things I have seen God do, there's a lot of things I could tell you that I've seen God do in ministry over the years. When we came back from Ecuador, we needed more training, more personal as well as just in the ministry. And the Lord was gracious to allow us to be in some good churches and to be working in Spanish ministries. And we've worked for the last 14 years in Spanish ministries here in the States. And there's great rewards in that. But we found that we kept wanting to work with whole families. The Spanish ministries here in the States, sometimes you will get to work with a whole family, but a lot of times you're working with single people who have come up here for a job, and maybe they've left their family back where they've come from. And it was our burden more and more to do that. Well, 6 years ago when we came here to Georgia, we were working in the Spanish ministry there, and we actually, I guess my biggest thing tonight is when you have an obstacle to what you want to do. We had in our hearts that we wanted to go back into foreign missions, but there was an obstacle in our way. And an obstacle could be anything. Sometimes it's health. Sometimes it's maybe a person who's obstructing you doing something that you want to do for the Lord. But in our case, it was a financial obstacle. We sold our home in Indiana, but we had to sell it on a short sale because of all the economic downturn at that time. You could build a house for cheaper than what, you know, you would want to buy an older home for. And so we ended up with a debt that we had hoped we could pay with equity and so forth. And we went to Georgia, and we came to Georgia and had a debt of $23,000. We were on the salary there at the church, and I was teaching in the Christian school. Mark was teaching. We were doing everything. And, you know, I mean, the Lord took care of every need, but we weren't making a lot of money. So we asked a man who was my husband's foster father if he would be willing to let us have an interest-free loan with him to pay this money off so we wouldn't have to pay interest on it. We thought that'd be a good idea. And he said he would just be glad to. He's a very well-off man, and we knew that. And so God was gracious in that regard. We started paying on that loan, paid for almost 2 years. And in 2008, in the summertime, we kept praying, Lord, if you would just let us get rid of this debt, we would go back into foreign missions. We really have it on our heart. And it was in the summertime. I went to the mailbox, and there was a piece of mail there from Grandpa Reese, is his name. And he's the man, by the way, that his father invented the Reese hitch that men use on their trucks, you know, to hitch up trailers and so forth. Good Christian family. And so I went to the mailbox and looked, and there was a letter there from Grandpa Reese, and he said, I just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. We're going to have our 25th in August, and just so happy for you. And inside that was another piece of paper. When I opened up the piece of paper, and I was by myself at the time, had all the payments that we had made, the ledger, and we still owed $17,000 on the loan. And he put at the bottom, paid in full. And it just makes me cry to think about it now. Because we did not see that as from Grandpa Reese. We saw that as from God.
Yes.
And that's when something that you can't do, that's a big thing, you can't do on your own. You're working toward it, but God does it, and He shows you His mighty hand. So we knew immediately when I got hold of him and we talked, we knew that was God's signal for the go-ahead, the green light, to go ahead back into foreign missions. And you know, after that, everything was just boom, boom, boom. And the Lord increased our faith, and I think that's what trials do, is they increase our faith. You know, many times we think, why am I going through this trial? Why is this taking so long? Why? But He wants us to have patience, experience, hope, you know, and He did that. So I have the feeling there are some trials down the road in Belize, but He had that big monumental thing that He did for us to show us, I can do great and mighty things. It's not just some little thing I can do. And I just want to praise His name tonight. There's a verse in, two verses in Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness.
Amen.